You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, the free edition. Case 133, Famous Blue Raincoat by Leonard Cohen. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. In this episode, we'll try to untangle the threads that make up Leonard Cohen's Famous Blue Raincoat. Montreal native Leonard Cohen studied writing at university and published several books of poetry before he moved into songwriting in the late 1960s. At times, he's lived apart from mainstream society, sometimes just to focus on work, but other times as part of a long spiritual quest, including a five-year stint as a Buddhist monk. Not surprisingly, he's best known for his complex, often mysterious lyrics, touching on recurring themes of love, religion, and depression. His first album, Songs of Leonard Cohen, was released in 1967 after he moved to New York City. Although the material was too dark to earn commercial airplay, the folk music audience welcomed it. Cohen toured, wrote, and recorded for the next few years, and in 1971 released Songs of Love and Hate, on which Famous Blue Raincoat appears.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening.
The lyrics are simple, but not at all straightforward. In interviews, Cohen is cagey about who is speaking and who the unidentified you in the song is. He has said that he always imagined a relationship as a triangle, one in which there's another man, or in which he is the other man, or in which the third person is instead another woman. I, in the lyrics, writes a letter to some anonymous you, someone who has had a relationship with the woman. The woman, Jane, left the speaker for a relationship with you, but returned, less unhappy but incapable of committing to anyone. You is someone the speaker both envies and mocks. He is able to attract the woman with only a flake of his life, but he's looking shabby in his torn raincoat and old and living for nothing now.
I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear?
Lily Marlene is thought by Cohen scholars to represent a mystical, ideal woman. You meet other women while you're searching for her. A song with that title was popular among Axis troops during World War II when Cohen was very young. It has been covered nearly as many times as Famous Blue Raincoat. Cohen refers again to Lily Marlene when he's on stage introducing another of his most well-known tunes, Chelsea Hotel No. 2. In that intro, he is himself searching for Lily Marlene. In Famous Blue Raincoat, the other man is searching. Or is Cohen himself the other man? He settles for Jane instead. Cohen himself may be the thin gypsy thief, as he's known for his magnetic appeal to women.
Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife.
Some people believe that going clear refers to the early process someone undertakes in the Church of Scientology, one of many religions Cohen has explored. But go clear can also mean to lead a sports league in total points during a season. Now, if the speaker and you once competed for the woman's affection, the speaker is mocking him now, asking if he ever really succeeded. A lock of hair in past centuries was a sentimental gift often given to an admirer or a lover.
Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards.
The final stanzas are filled with a bitter gratitude for taking away Jane's trouble, for standing in his way. The other man is his brother as well as his killer, if indeed he's addressing a past vanished image of himself, another side of his personality. This is the point where he clears that past, where he sends his former self away.
And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. Yes, I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here, for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping, and his woman is free. Yeah. Thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried.
Leonard Cohen is the author of a dozen books of poetry and nearly as many solo studio albums. He's currently collaborating and living with singer Anjani Thomas. The famous blue raincoat that inspired the song's title was stolen many years ago from an old lover's apartment.
And Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Sincerely, L. Cohen.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook and hosted by me, Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.